6, call it in order. Welcome back, everybody. We've got some new faces, some old faces. And, yeah, looking forward to getting started. It's a good start. So, that said, everybody look at the minutes from last time. Yeah. Motion to approve.
Make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Chair, I'm going to abstain on that if you don't mind.
Okay. I'd like to take 19 out of order. There's some discussion that we'd like to have on it prior to the vote.
I'll move for discussion.
Second that.
Second.
We have a sponsor here tonight, so if you'd like the floor to open the dialogue, you're more than welcome.
I have a question.
Oh, yeah. Whoever wants to begin the dialogue.
And this is for Ken. So the county's going to realize a 7% sales tax on the purchase of.
This all began, last year. We know that there's kind of everything you expect to find. Looking at opioid and heroin addiction in the county, looking at the gas and services, and some recommendations. And as part of that process, the executive had us for a full review of our service package and prepared a sort of programming for the recommendations of the city. And we identified that, just checking off the boxes, if you will, recommendations. We think we spend annually about $1 million a year on prevention and treatment of addictions in the county. This past year, we included the executive budget, the legislature approved an additional $100,000, which is a 10% increase in budget, which was funding a what we're calling a family advocate. Essentially, a person that will be a point of contact for individuals and women dealing with heroin and opioid addiction, where they can not only provide support, help connect them to other related services, but also be an advocate for them and help make sure they're aware of the services that are available, and also help them interact in a very complex bureaucracy. These services are very regulated and controlled. There's a large state bureaucracy, and then on top of that, you've got private pay insurance bureaucracy that's very complicated. So the idea was to provide a point of contact in the budget is super helpful to help people know. So we've got that in the budget this year. This committee will see that one, but we should be implementing that service probably next month. We have the contract drafted so that we're going to contract with the Ulster Prevention Council as a natural fit into their service package, and we'll be rolling out for a March 1st start date. They're going to be recruiting for that position shortly. So that was one piece of it. But then even with a 10% increase, it's an area where it's a large national problem, large state problem. Every county in Hudson Valley is seeing us get up to the trafficking. So we want to, it's something that we could never ourselves tackle and buy. But we want to do everything that we can to better support programs. One of the things we know. As we reviewed the budget, we made an additional investment this year of 100% county dollars, but we knew that that's not sustainable thing given the property tax cap, and you can find me 2/3 vote in the legislature over the property tax cap. I don't think that's going to occur. So we wanted to look, and we looked at where we could look for new revenues and then allocate those revenues to this very particular use. And one of the things that we know that's available is We all know that the governor of the state legislature put in place a medical marijuana program. And it's very complicated. It's a lot of implementation is being done right now. There's a lot of confusion around the program. But in its base form, there are going to be locations within the state where they grow the marijuana and places where they dispense it. Okay? And on that marijuana sales, there's a 7% excise tax. It's a state excise tax on the sale of the product. And of that...
From the consumer.
Correct. Right. From the business. The business pays for that.
Right.
Okay. Based on your sales. And of that, of the 7%, an allocation is made to the county that holds the facility for growing the marijuana. And then there's a portion of the excise tax for the county that hosts the dispensary. So because we have a site located in the town of Ulster, the Opeckham Industries Place, we're going to receive revenues. To put a dollar value on that revenue, at this point, it's hard to do. I mean, again, they just started the program. We don't know the usage. We don't even frequently know the pricing of the marijuana. It's not. And then this is just a medical marijuana program. It's much different than laying down a suitcase. This is not, like going to Colorado and buying marijuana and smoking it. This is a product that's delivered in either a pill form or a form, liquid form that you vaporize. Again, so, but knowing there was new revenue coming, the county, this would be an opportunity for the county legislature to set a policy where we could, say these new revenues, no matter how much they are, let's put them into a fund and dedicate the use of those funds for further work for prevention and treatment of opioid addiction. So that was the genesis of the idea. The county executive suggested as part of the budget, and he reached out to former Chairman Parity, knowing that he's taken on this as an important issue for the legislature, and it's been an olive branch. So here's this proposal. Would you please introduce it? So what you have before is a definition of what we have proposed, Mr. Chairman. I do have a copy of my definition. Yeah, but I have the amendment. One is that he's provided the committee copies of what we have proposed to provide highlights for things that were changed, and then we could have a discussion what's the right direction to go.
Sure.
Right.
Thanks. Yep. Yeah. Chuck?
Well, I think it's pretty straightforward. I got a call from the county executive a while back. We had a personal conversation. We talked about this issue, and then we had another personal conversation concerning this issue. She told me what it was about. He asked me to read it over. If I wanted to make any changes, to go ahead, send it back over, and we'll move forward. So it's a great idea. The only thing I changed from my conversations with Lou Twine, who was the chairman of our Narcan committee, and conversations that we've heard up in Albany, was that the funds that we use to support evidence-based programming and I didn't want it to be used strictly for evidence-based programming. Mm-hmm. It may be. But evidence-based programming shortchanges the opportunity to treat addicts, people afflicted. I'll give you a couple of examples. If the sheriff in Albany County had a program inside his facility where he would be taking the folks that are locked up because of opiate addiction and bring them to different areas, at a cost to him, to help with their treatments. If Paul Van Blarkum were his superintendent out here, wanted to have, we could talk about a tier strictly for people incarcerated for this problem, where they could be lectured to, treated, monitored, assisted, and it would cost an extra $22,000 a year. We got to figure out where we're going to get the money from. Well, that's not evidence-based. That's not something approved by the state. A chap called here and spent an hour or more on the phone with us from Suffolk County. where the county legislature down there voted to authorize sober houses where these folks could be removed. It's not awareness stuff. This is treatment stuff. Maybe we need some funding for that. It's possible that could come out of whatever material or whatever funds are realized from the success of the sale of medical marijuana. The district attorney has a couple of ideas that wouldn't be approved by Albany. And I think we're shortchanging ourselves. We can do something if the administration or the people that are running this have a program that's evidence-based and approved, that's fine. But I see no sense in limiting, and that was the only thing that changed. It was the only thing. There was a couple, four or five words on there, and then it was as if it was something pretty disastrous happened, and so then we decided, I'm not a big believer in whereases. You know, whereas John has been a great guy, and whereas Carl Bofiglio is, got a great head of hair and is concerned about people. I mean, I'm not into that. But I don't have a big problem with adding some stuff to it to recognize, because I know what the executive's done. I mean, he put $100,000 in his budget for a counselor to help direct those that have problems where they didn't know where to even go to try to help their loved one or their neighbor. Mm-hmm. So, I think we're moving in the same direction, because anybody doesn't think this is an epidemic. And I've had some professionals come into our meeting right here and say, well, you better check your definition of epidemic. It's not that bad. And saw the article in the Times today. People are kicking off left and right. I mean, if it was an E. coli outbreak, you'd see us spending all we had to spend to stop it. So I don't think this. You have the amended version, don't you, Mr. Chairman?
I do.
And
I got 2 points that I could make.
Absolutely.
So the revenue from the sales tax, though, the state hasn't put any requirements as to how we can spend that money?
It's for public health.
Oh, for public health use, okay.
This is not perfect, David. I think this would be something that we can do as a county together. Again, this is we're trying to work together and come up with some good solutions for the residents of our county. And again, in this tax cap environment and with all the constraints, this is the one thing that we can point to that, again, it comes from a medical marijuana, it comes from the kind of drug side of the house, and it made perfect sense, though. We're glad that John supports it. We hope that broad support. You know, one of the things we wanted to do is to, make that commitment and resolve. We had drafted the resolution saying that we're going to dedicate every penny of this money for this purpose.
Well, the other thing that I think that we need to be cautious about is that, and I may differ with you on this, is that it should be used for prevention only. I don't think it should be used for the methadone clinic, because what happens out there right now is methadone, we support the methadone clinic. People who are addicted have private pay insurances, or they have social security disability or whatever, and the taxpayer is already paying for their treatment. And it's sending, I think it's sending a bad message to the population that go out and get yourself, hooked on this stuff. We'll take care of you after. I don't mean to say that hard. I do like the fact that you're referencing Ulster Prevention Council, but as far as I know right now, their charter with OASIS is prescription drugs and not heroin. So that is a fine line, between that. And I don't know how they're going to expand their programs in the heroin area. But I think that... Outside of that, or evidence-based programs, or whatever, I think my personal thing is that
it's such an insidious problem.
Oh, absolutely.
That there's two sides to it. Most of this is for the folks who already been whacked. Awareness, I'm a big awareness guy. I mean, as I said, Ebola,
you know, this is so bad and so contagious that we can't wait for the state to do it alone. We can't wait for the federal government to do it alone. The awareness is how you try to keep somebody from ever having to use this.
No, absolutely.
And
but on the other hand, like with the methadone clinic, anybody from any county can come and use our services. Okay, I'd like to see this money used for Holston County residents and not for.
Well, that's a different issue.
Carl,
okay.
Register. Well,
I'm sorry.
Carl, why did you put on your calendar? I agree with Carl completely.
Ah!
Okay.
Hold on.
First of all, I believe that, first of all, treatment and prevention is different. And if you were to have me bring in all of our professionals, the doctors, the licensed social workers, everyone intimately involved in this issue, from a planning sense, looking at the county department of health and mental health, they will tell you that you're going to get the biggest bang for your buck on prevention. With regard to the prevention, and their current organization, Family Services, they're taking this out as a new added service. They're able to do that under their charter, and it would be a separate contract for the fully with our dollars. So that's how they're able to do that. And we're exploring lots of new potential opportunities. One of the things, I can't really envision the county using these dollars. So again, I think I'm going to say, this is just a speculation. I don't want, Craig Grinnell said, coming out of the meeting, but, this is probably, $20,000 or $30,000 in the first year. But as it expands and grows, this could be $100,000 a year item to look at in the budget. Those are dollars that can be so greatly used to expand our prevention efforts. Right now, by leveraging the state dollars that we do, we have a great job on prevention, but more would be better, right? So to have the dollars to do that. I know that Legislator Hefner has been teaming up with some great kind of organic coalitions that have been forming in the county. I know he's been partnering with a group that represents parts of Woodstock and Saugerty, is bringing people together. I think that kind of awareness and education is something that we should talk about exploring and funding. In fact, we're going to try to meet with them over the next week or so and kind of look at that. With regard to methadone and other forms of outreach and treatment, it's highly regulated. There is no catchment area. We have one licensed provider in the county, it's the Health Alliance. I don't know that we would get the biggest bang for our buck in adding additional county dollars to that service. I will report to the committee that we've been working on very hard. The biggest problem we have with our methadone program is that it's capped. That they have an operating certificate that caps them at 200 slots. They have a waiting list that can be upwards of 30 people at a time. So we've spent a tremendous amount of time, and we're hopeful that in the near future we're going to be talking about raising that cap to a level that will eliminate the limit. That's the goal of the current executive. I know it's the goal of the Commissioner of Health and Mental Health, and we've spent a lot of time, and a lot of that comes with, negotiating additional state resources to support it. Again, I don't know that we want to put the county tax dollars into a pot of money that is not going to be for the benefit of just the residents. So, but again, that's all in the works. A lot of effort going on. But I think this, we're going to have some success there.
So. And we have a policy already that was passed 2 months ago, at least not to expand the program, but to expand the days of operation.
The truth of the matter
7 days.
And the truth of the matter is we work on that. We're right now we're prioritizing the elimination of the reflex. As we explore it. And then we're going to look at the program in itself. And if you were to bring over the Health Alliance and bring the experts in the program, they wouldn't tell you you don't get a big bang for the buck for the 7 days. Because what happens is that program is they bring people to the program, and the level of supervision gets less and less over time as they get more comfortable living independently without the treatment. The main focus has been eliminating the wait list and make sure that we don't have people waiting for the treatment. And of course, I want to make sure that we set that at a limit, because the minute that a capture list for the facility like the Health Alliance, we're going to come from Newtown, Newburgh. It's going to become a regional. When people are looking for this treatment, you put yourself on every waiting list in the region you can find, right? You're looking for a spot, and that's one of the failures, I believe, of the current state policy, and I'm disappointed that The state hasn't been quicker to react in that area. And I think that's where we can work together to raise awareness to the need for that kind of outpatient treatment. And look together again. But I think we're going to have a solution for Ulster County proper, but it's a bigger policy discussion for the whole state. I don't know why they're capping services, especially when people are using words like, pandemic and things like that. So, again, that's something that I think we can work on together. But my hope is that we could come together and craft a resolution tonight that, I want to make sure that we recognize the efforts of the Prevention Council. The current version of the resolution doesn't do that. It's just biologically, I appreciate what John's saying. And I really like to make a statement that's kind of unique, or at least recommend that we make a statement. We recommend the policymakers, we recommend that we make it a resolve. Because we get very clear and give it to the force of the resolution that we're going to dedicate these dollars to this effort. And particularly set a standard for other counties to follow around the state. We spend a lot of time, and I spend a couple of hours a week with our professionals at the Department of Mental Health. We're talking about what type of services. So I know Carl's among you deserve to get hit for awareness. And particularly, that's evidence-based programs. That is exactly the kind of program you could fund with these dollars. And I know there's been some interaction with OASIS. I know that they had some communication issues and understanding that those are the kind of programming. We rely on our community services board. Because one of the responsibilities we have under mental hygiene law is to look at need and use plan, right? And identify gaps in service. If you look at the UCAN report, for example, they spend a lot of time citing the self-assessment that we do every year, looking at gaps in service, and a lot of that is part of their deliberations to take it. So we really want to focus on the things that have been identified as part of that needs assessment that we do every year. So again, I'm very reluctant to get away from the formula that we know would work if we just had more resources. So we had to dedicate it and to put it into things that would support the county's overall plan that we develop annually to put up our needs. And I think some of the things that Legislative Parity is talking about are evidence-based things. For example, he's talked about, the critical legislature doing some kind of creative programming in schools where you would, have peers that have dealt with this issue talking to other students. And we're going to do that kind of work now for anti-stigma work with the mental health side. When we send in young people that have had mental health issues to talk to groups of students and talk about stigma and how I'm like you too. And we get great feedback on that. Yeah, but that's specifically, I wouldn't shy away from the evidence base. I wouldn't shy away from the regulation. For example,
evidence-based programs aren't off the county, because I know a lot of the drug rehab centers aren't evidence-based. You don't actually even need any kind of requirement to be a counselor, a drug counselor.
But those aren't our services.
Right. No. Yeah.
As far as our services, they're all evidence-based. And for example, Legislative Parity had mentioned sober home legislation, right? I happen to be the Deputy County Executive.
If I could jump in for a second, I'm Jonathan Mott. Did you have a question?
No, I just wanted to chime in and conclude with a question. I signed on to this bill in support of it since the day I was elected to the time I was sworn in the village of Woodstock. We've had two young men under the age of 27 die within 2 miles of each other, both of overdoses. So my basic goal is just—I know not a single piece of legislation, a single grant is going to solve this problem countywide or even specifically in Woodstock. But looking for just common sense, piece by piece, things we can do. So in terms of the methadone clinic, when I signed on to it, I saw this as something more for prevention and awareness. And as Ken mentioned, helping support some of these groups in our communities. And that's why I want to go to this last paragraph where we're talking about may only or shall be in terms of evidence-based programming. I think the day is these funds must be approved by the county legislature, because I believe each community, you know, has specific needs, has different ideas on how to address this issue. Like, for example, I'm working with this group called the Route 12 Coalition. They're putting forth really common sense, obtainable ideas, such as working with local police programs to obtain start a PARI program, P-A-A-R-I, to help police officers help addicts access services and treatment. So these are the types of group I envision the type of funding going to. These are the types of programs I envision this fund is going to. Because like Ken said, I don't believe it's going to, I don't expect it to be some massive amount of money. The math is still out on that. It's just really starting to dole out these medical marijuana licenses. Yes. But also things to be pointed out.
How much is the state getting?
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, that percentage
of both of them.
Yes, 22%, I believe. That was a 7% of the excise tax. The county's getting back about 22.5%.
I think we're going to have I'll share the formula
through getting
to the committee. I'll have
it
memorized.
Yeah.
But it's not a non-small
share
equally between the county, the
expenses, and the right. But these are types of services, you know, they're looking for places for support. And it's not even just awareness prevention. I see it also going towards support for families who also impacted this. There's a lot, like, for example, finding space, renting space, you know, these groups like the Route 12 Coalition could use an extra hand. We have locals in Woodstock right now, we have local businesses forking up thousands of dollars to support these groups. So it's not just that these groups are relying on county money, there's also folks in the community putting up money. So I think that's where the real focus and I think purpose behind this legislation is. But that's why I'd like to end with a question to the executive's office. If you could just kind of really lay out why you have strong concerns over the final paragraph in terms of language, funds may only be used, let's say, funds shall.
Never mind if that's a shall or a may. But the idea is that what I'd like to see, and I hope there's support in the committee and I hope that you've done some other one, let's dedicate the money and the results. I hate to have a situation where the future legislators come and go, and we felt like to hold it into the general fund somehow, which, and we all know could be the end. But if you set a policy and resolve, the Commissioner of Finance is going to set aside, it's only going to be used as withdrawn from a solution by the federal legislature, okay?
Well, how about we do this? Because I have a problem with evidence-based, too, because for the most part, we spend a lot of money on programs in this county that aren't evidence-based. So now we're saying, you know, get your act together if you want to be part of this, because you need to be you need to have evidence-based programs.
This type of area is so regulated and very specific that I don't know that I want to take a limited pot of dollars. And we have a needs assessment that's done annually. We know where the gaps are. This is about kind of looking at the gaps. And also, too, potentially, if we're smart about it, we always try to take a dollar and make it $2, right? We always try to leverage. A lot of times, you can identify grant dollars or other state programming where you can provide some local match. If we do something that's not consistent with regulation, you know, for example, UCAN has talked about some, but weight awareness is a huge component of prevention, right? Everybody's first council for very long. But some of the topic of how they wanted to do this in PSAs are very confrontational, whatever, controversial, is very good. And it's something that was less controversial but still effective. It's going to be able to get state support, and our dollars are turning to $3. So that's why we're careful on the wording. I hope the legislature is, but there's also room to support all the things that are being talked about on the table. For example, I know that these dollars would be very well spent to partner with a local support group, work with the Mental Health Association, and do a format. So that would be something. Critical regulation.
Quick question, though. To speak to John's point, is that if these funds could potentially go to something that's not evidence-based, and speak to what Carl had mentioned, will it limit to where the funding will go? Because it says, you know, specifically evidence-based program, consistent with New York State regulation. Is there something that it could possibly go to that is an evidence-based?
I don't know that I would recommend or the Department of Health, Mental Health would want to support something that wasn't evidence-based in this particular area of alcohol, given the nature of it.
You know, the evidence-based program I know for drug and alcohol treatment is awareness. I don't know of any other. There is a 180 program but that's not evidence-based, but it's not really doing anything.
Quite frankly, most of the program that you're going to see close to us is you look at your schedule age, you look at the sort of service. It has very clear goals that are established. We track the goals with reporting. And the work that's done, you can support it with that. We're not talking about
unlimited resources. It says resolve that funds shall be used to support evidence-based programming and such other programs approved by the Ulster County Legislature. We could have the same discussion if somebody comes in with a thought or an idea that doesn't fall into whatever parameters they want. Or we can assume that everything's that's been evidence-based and approved is the end-all, make-all, and means-all. I mean, there's such a problem out there that the professionals either were caught with their pants down or whatever. Because it's run amok. This says evidence-based or other that a county legislature deems appropriate. There's still the same checks and balances. You got to get through 12 or 13 people plus the executive can veto it.
I think the key language that was removed from the original draft was consistent with New York State regulation. I think that's
important. I would love to take evidence-based out and just say to support programming consistent with New York State regulation and improve
my opinion. I don't know about that. I guess that's the same thing.
I don't know. How do you feel about that?
But then you've got... We have a revised one that pretty much says
that. Wait a minute.
If I call up and have a sober house that they might want to invest in some other county, that's not evidence-based. But if you as a legislator or a majority of them said, yeah, let's run an experiment like the house for the veterans, we could do it.
Yeah.
Well, it's not evidence-based. You can't do it. Well, I think that's plain... precludes any ideas that aren't coming from the professionals. And quite frankly, the professionals haven't done necessarily that good a job right now.
I mean,
if you read the articles in the paper.
But for example, with the Suffolk County sober homes, it's a huge problem. There's a lot of them living in the room. The county legislature took a lot of action to sort of regulate the sober homes in the county. Every action that they've taken has been thrown out by the courts, and it's cost the county millions of dollars in legal expenses.
Suffolk County?
Yes. I was the deputy county executive. There was
yes.
So again,
the sober homes have been thrown out.
The regulations the county put on the sober.
Well, then they put the wrong regulations on, but not the idea of a sober home.
It's because the nature of this work is highly regulated by the state of New York through OASIS, and there are not a lot of areas where a county isn't preemptive. Can't.
Are you saying the county cannot have a sober home?
The county cannot regulate sober homes.
It cannot have a sober home.
Our county has it. Very county has it.
Okay.
So there's been regulation of sober homes. That's the responsibility of the region.
And if the sheriff wanted to dedicate a unit to people that are in the can because they have a problem and give them counseling, psychologists, psychiatrists, whatever else they do, that would be illegal. Well, it's not evidence-based.
Absolutely it is.
It is not evidence-based. It's an idea that somebody might have.
In Orange County, they have a wonderful program in the jail that they provide drug treatment and counseling right now. It's totally evidence-based. It's done all over the place. Great program. The problem is, it's very, very expensive. I don't know that the resources we're talking about here is enough to do that.
That's not what we're here for, is to talk about resources.
This
is talk about trying to do something to stem what's actually a disaster. And you know, your commissioner of health came to this meeting and said, you better read the sign epidemic because we don't have a problem here in Ulster County. And I was here. It's on tape.
It's not what you said.
It's what she said.
The commissioner of health came in and told you that as a physician, she had the definition of the word epidemic, and she's careful in how she uses it, okay? Because she's a medical doctor. What she told you was your records from the medical examiner show a loss of life in this county, but not a huge spike from year to year. First of all, any loss of life related to this issue is a tragedy. And one is too many in anybody's book. But, you know, where we're seeing the uptick, quite frankly, is in emergency visits and that type of issue. It's not in actual death. But again, as a medical doctor, she qualifies what she said. I respect that. And I
understand that. Because what she said is a lot of times on a death certificate, the doctor will say, heart attack or, coronary occlusion or brain injury or something, but it was directly affected by their overdose. Well, that's why it's hard to get a handle on.
I can try to bring it back to the, I just had a question. So with the 7% state tax, and that's probably going to be at a 12% what the kickback is going to be. So if it is that, it's 0.84% gross receipts from the facility in the town of Ulster. So whatever this adds up to, is this money going to factor into the calculation of the 10% allocated funds? The increase to combat it, or is that going to be over and above that?
Our goal here was to set out $5, so it would be for new programming. Again, we want to make sure.
So I'm saying, does this money go into calculating that 10% total, the money that would come from
The 16 budgets provide a 10% increase in our overall.
So this is over and above that.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is
that's the whereas.
That will reserve it and provide a pot of funds so that we can come to the legislature and say, you know what, here's a gap that we've identified, and we'd like to spend enough dollars in the following way, and we'll hear up from there as well.
All right. I have a question. If the bulk of this conversation, some of the discrepancy here, it is based on the evidence-based language in here. If we remove the evidence-based altogether, it would still have to be consistent with New York State regulation. Would they not approve something that is an evidence-based, and if that's the case, why have it in there at all?
I'd be supportive of taking out evidence-based that you can include consistent with state regulation.
I'm fine with that. Are you okay with that, Seth?
Fine.
All right.
So we just amend it to add consistent with state regulation.
Okay. I'd like to make a motion to amend that whereas, or that resolve, the last resolve, right, to take out.
Second it?
And then add the state regulations, and then keep them and approved by the Ulster County legislature.
Okay. Do I have a discussion? Chris? You think?
I second it, yeah.
All right. The discussion on the amendment? Yeah. All right. And then on the amendment?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
We're all working on the same page here. We all want to know. Even if there's a problem, we're trying to address it. But again, we're really rolling out some exciting new programming to try to improve the services here in the county. And we're going to probably for the
remove the evidence base and
but this is quite frankly for me. I'm not aware of any other county that's made this kind of a policy statement, and when I'm from the legislature and from this work and the future as well, that will also be helpful in raising awareness of the community.
Is that dispensary going to be available to Attica?
Yes.
Okay. And then,
I just want to thank everybody. You know, people talk about making a point. 2 years ago when I mentioned there was a problem with heroin, and I mentioned it because I see a lot of it in my business that some other folks don't see. People getting sick, people passing on. This was a point made by the legislature. Members of this legislature with dedicated members of the community who have suffered or recognize
that there are problems or are in treatment themselves and know how insidious it is. So the Ulster County Legislature made a real statement, and all we can do is keep trying because it's so bad. The Albany Times has written an article, several articles, that I sent down with the permission of the folks who were involved, listed the kids, the parents, the adults who passed away from this in that Albany area, West Sand Lake and whatever. As John said, a couple of youngsters are young people, and it's all over. And we
not cut you off, but we have to vote on the resolution.
We voted on
the amended resolution. Now we have to vote it. That's
all
it has
amended.
So, all in favor?
Aye. Okay. And I'd just like to add to John's thoughts that the UCAN committee really did some exceptional work, and not that we had provoked the state to give us a marijuana dispensary, but this is newfound money that's helping people, with health problems that need the medical marijuana, and then on the other hand, helping the prevention of opiate and heroin abuse. So, I think it's a win-win situation.
I think
it's a sure. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I put this in our commentator. And given everything that you have said, for those of you who don't know me, I'm Lee Chang with the League of Women Voters, and I come to this meeting every month and report on it for our members and anyone else who wishes to read it. But I'd like my summary to be accurate. In this instance, you've said that resolved that the funds shall be used to support programming and such other programs consistent with the New York State regulations and approved by the Ulster County Legislature. That's
yep.
the wording.
Yep. That's the amendment.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Very good. Any further discussion? Well, I guess there is.
All right. Let's move on.
Thank you. Very good.
John gets the bail out.
Okay. All right, we will move to resolutions. Resolution number nine. The approving execution of the contract in excess of $50,000 with Berkshire Farm Center and Services for Youth, providing two case aides for the Coordinated Children's Service foster placement intervention team.
I'll move it.
Second.
If I can provide some color to the committee, just so you know, but
sure.
Well, first of all, Coordinated Children's Services and our Providential Service decided to meet. We did a lot of transitioning with our Department of Mental Health and Social Good Units several years ago. What we did is just we consolidated a lot of those services at the Department of Social Services, and we target very high-risk children and families. We're looking for a child is at risk for being taken from the family and placed in a residential setting. So the series of contracts before you is a new programming. It's been formed by many years by another contract that covers in multi-county. And as part of our process and an RFP that was issued, the contracts are being let to new vendors. As part of this, there are these contractors provide staff that actually works on the department and provides support for the services. So the various support services provided to Coordinated Children's Services are to be detailed in the various contracts that are before you.
Where's Berkshire out?
Nina.
Yes.
Nina, New York.
Oh, it's
by Austin or something, or in the same thing to the lane as well.
They provide a host of services.
Yes, I think it's 90 or...
So we're very lucky that we can redid a contract on this. You never know what the competition is going to be. The department was very pleased that they had proposals from a multitude of very good vendors. So we think we've crafted a package that will provide great service to the
Now, did
Do we have somebody that provides this or could potentially provide the service within the county, or we go with Berkshire because they're the lowest? Are they the only one that?
It's a combination of the pricing, but also quality.
Well,
then. These are very highly specialized. And in all honesty, the vendor who lost the contract had, I'm just saying, up to 19 employees that had this contract. Mentioned that most of those employees from the prior vendor have been retained by the new vendors. So there's been, the staff working at the Department of Social Services was interaction with consistent staff that did their job. So we were able to, when they took the contract, we interviewed the staff that was doing this. It was previously retained.
Okay.
I'll move it, by the way.
All right. Second.
All right.
Any further discussion?
No. The first one, it all different components of the needs for the entire family. This one has kind of different life skills for the caseworkers. You know, work with the family, the teacher can review the basic things, and, you know, it's a hard job, shopping, around home. They work with the family to make sure that they have
and that's 2K first over the next 3 years. And that's it. So that works out to be about $54,000 in salary for each other.
So it's, just for clarification, you see a principal. 35% county obligation of the $320,000 would be $112,000. And you said, how many other kids were there?
This is kind of thing that's very specialized.
Right.
And we had some issues with the current vendor, so we're glad that we have some.
Okay.
Great.
So, resolution. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Resolution number 10, approving the execution of the contract in excess of $6,000 for the resources multis stack therapy unit. This is delivering prevention service to high-risk adolescents. All of whom are applying to this ESS.
It's not a high-risk level, like all this.
We can move it.
I'll move it.
Second. Question? Discussion?
Is this also a new contract with this agency?
Correct.
This is the old agency now?
Normally a multi-company contract.
Mr. Chairman, would I be out of line to make a motion to block 11, 10, 11, and 12 to throw for Liberty Resources?
No, I think so. That's okay.
That.
All right. Very good. Well, on the block?
All right.
Discussion on the resolution? Hearing none. All in favor, say
aye.
Aye. Carried. Now we go to the 19.
Oh, good 19.
37.
Oh, 37. Amending the 2016 budget to accept increased funding to the New York State Office of Mental Health for Gateway Industries. The first line is recovery-oriented services. Just a little over $5,300.
Sergeant, I got to tell you, Gateway has taken massive hits over the years from the state, and their fundings have really gone down. I'm just going to make a public statement that, you know, I'm not going to listen to horse in the mouth, but it's nowhere near what they need. So hopefully more money will trickle in.
This is a Medicaid that agency. A lot of our not-for-profit providers are struggling right now. The government is in the world of I think it was beneficial for them that they were able to pick up some new work like our new members.
Right.
And they help with some of the other losses that we take.
has the county ever matched funds in the past? I know that it doesn't appear that they're doing that now.
No. I've used dollars for every state aid pass.
Yeah.
Okay. Our hygiene law requires us to be a planning agency to identify need and then the state funds.
Okay. More discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thirty-eight is authorizing Commissioner of Health to sign the annual renewal provider agreement and profile with New York State. Continue participating in the Vaccines for Children program. There's no financial impact to the county.
I'll
move it, Mr. Chairman. Second. All right. Everybody in favor of Vaccines for Children?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Very good. That's right. All right. Resolution 39, authorizing chairman of the legislature to execute a memorandum of agreement with various Ulster County school districts for the operation of dispensing sites. This is required by the Department of Health.
This is a part of our emergency preparedness plan. Our Department of Health
is bound to chemical, nuclear, stuff like that. Okay. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. All right. Resolution 66, approved execution contract. Members. Contract amount to begin in excess of $50,000 to J.F. McGinnis and Associates to extend the term of agreement for support and maintenance of the preschool software in use by VSS, which is for an additional $25,000.
This is our annual agreement. This is proprietary software that is requested upon the user to track and build for the group for the education program with the children.
And why the extra $25,000
is?
Okay. And how come that would be included in the original agreement and you have to amend it in order to do it?
So in the original agreement, it started on January 1st, 2010, ending December 31st, 2016. $175,000 contract. That was for the purchase of the software and the support. What was $175,000, or was that just?
I believe, I'm corrected if I'm wrong. We purchased the software, we paid for the annual updates and maintenance on the software.
Right. So we're thinking that for the first contract, $175,000, was everything that was involved in the first
and getting it. The very proprietary software that customized for the program.
So now, what all we do now every year is pay a maintenance fee.
Every maintenance update that they service on the program. Okay, the program changes as the update. If building changes, the regulations change,
Anything else? On the resolution?
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Alright. 72. Amending the budget to accept funds from the United States Office of Children and Family Services Fund. Collaboration of Behavioral Health and Child Protective Services, providing an additional $140,000. Support the salary and benefits of behavioral health clinician for a 2-year program. This
second-year-old program you approved last.
Okay. Pass this again. No.
We have a therapist on contract that interacts with foster children. They have a lot of trauma. And the idea is to deal with that trauma right
Okay. Any other questions, comments? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. All right. Somebody brief, amending the 2016 budget, additional allocated funds from New York State Office of Children and Family Services, continue safe harboring program. Safe harbor, raise awareness, but sexual abuse, things like that, exploitation, and so forth.
Oh, okay, so they're done in most accounts.
He brought that up to me, saying that it was going to be weird. And he's going to change the
Yeah, right?
I know. I'm hopeful about it. That's why I wrote my
sentence
down.
Yeah. And as he jokes, I want to put that in the joke. You're going to that over the phone.